Welcome to the Morristown National Historical Park Winter Encampment Podcast Series. During the winter of 1779 to 1780, the small village of Morristown, New Jersey was transformed into the headquarters and base of operations for George Washington's Continental Army. Situated in a secure location west of the rugged Watchung Mountains, Morristown was the ideal position for the Americans' winter quarters. Nearby lumber and water resources were essential to supporting the men, as were the patriot sympathies of the local population. Most importantly, by encamping 30 miles away from the British base on Manhattan, the Continentals were both safe from surprise attack and yet close enough to monitor enemy activities. Life was harsh for the men that winter. Food was scarce throughout the country, and the bankrupt government had little money to pay the soldiers or to buy supplies with. The weather was terrible, with snow already on the ground as the men reached Jockey Hollow in early December. Overall, there were over 24 snowstorms that winter, and with frigid temperatures, even the Hudson River froze solid. Washington's 12,000 men endured the snow, cold, and lack of food for months. Despite these hardships, however, the army survived. The service and sacrifice of the men at Morristown thus played an important role in America's victorious fight for independence. Today, Morristown National Historical Park works to preserve, exhibit, and interpret the winter encampment of 1779 to 1780. Patrons can see what life was like for the common soldier by visiting the park's soldier hut exhibit and learn about the headquarters Washington made by touring the Ford Mansion. Additionally, the park uses the writings of historical figures to record past experiences and bring them to life. Join us for the series of audio podcasts as we trace the Continental Army's experience at Morristown